What's all the buzz about?
Consciousness.
It's the conscious conversations.
The deep conversations.
It's the conversations that happen in our alignment.
The Conscious Buzz Podcast, your safe space for all things spiritual and living in alignment.
Welcome to the Conscious Buzz Podcast, a safe space where we talk about the abundance of spiritual topics and how to practice living your life in alignment. I'm your host, B. Thank you so much for buzzing in. Now, let's immerse ourselves into this vortex of knowledge.
A lot of people talk about how emotional it can be and the feelings that they feel whenever they're leaving a rave or a music festival. The peace and love and expression they feel are oftentimes correlated with wanting to go back, not wanting it to end, or following it with the afters, until inevitably the afters end as well. If you're new here, hi, my name is Bea, and welcome back to the Conscious Buzz Podcast, a place where we talk about all things living in alignment. For the past year and a half, I've been exploring the country and meeting all kinds of humans. And within the last year, I've gotten pretty deep into raving and the rave festival community. And on today's episode, the first one back in a while, I wanted to talk about Plur, what it is, how to be it, show it, and spread it, along with how I've learned to incorporate Plur on my spiritual journey and into everyday life, not just at the raves. A common topic that people speak about is wanting to experience Plur in everyday life, and the reality is Plur starts with you. But first, let's back up and talk about what is Plur. If you aren't aware, Plur is peace, love, unity, respect, and responsibility. The first letter is P, which is peace. Finding peace and balance within yourself is the first step into bringing Plur into your everyday life. When you create peace inside, it reflects on the outside. Recently in my life, I've taken a step back from creating a lot of things that I really, really enjoy. For me, I was in a space in my reality where I was constantly go, 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 and I felt like I was doing a lot of negative self-talk. If you know me personally, then you know that I am what people call like sunshine in a human. I'm very upbeat, and peace and positivity is naturally my baseline. Creating peace within yourself has a lot of different layers and requires a level of healing and awareness within yourself and just being conscious about your feelings and your emotions. For me, creating peace within myself looks a lot like reflecting on things that I think and the things that I say, and most importantly, my instant reaction whenever something goes haywire. Once we are born and as we grow up, we are often programmed a certain way by the people who raised us, the environment we grew up in, and the people that we surround ourselves with. Sometimes these can be less than beneficial in the way that we speak to ourselves and others. Sometimes we do something silly or say something wrong and our instant reaction was, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb, or I'm so stupid, or I'm so this, or I'm so that. And oftentimes these words, without realizing, wreak havoc on our inner being and our soul. When creating peace within, it's important to bring awareness to all the things that we consume and spew. Once we focus on the things that we say, and once we catch ourselves saying something that is not in alignment with our new neural networks that we're trying to rewire within our subconscious mind, the next step is reframing. And with reframing, I'm going to touch a little bit on the second letter L, which is love. Whenever I'm working on reframing my mindset to bring peace, I bring a lot of love into the situation. And by doing this, I often mentally remove myself as the human that I am into the situation as a third party with zero attachment to the situation and the outcome. It can be sometimes hard to reframe things that we say because it will seem unnatural to us to go against it and say something positive when the situation may have been a little negative to begin with, which causes us to spew some negative words that don't create peace. We have to remember that when we are reframing our mind, it is a conscious choice and a conscious effort to practice the new way of speaking to ourselves so that it's reflected outwards. Now, we're going to be moving on to love. Love is one of the highest vibrations and frequencies that us as humans can tap into. And sometimes, depending on the life experience that we've lived so far, sometimes showing love is not the easiest thing for us to express. A quote that often comes to mind whenever I'm trying to act out of a place of love is remembering that every single human, parents, friends, and family included, that this is literally everyone's first conscious experience living on Earth. It is the first life that we remember, and we can only know what we've lived. And while they may be years older than you or years younger than you, this is their first time existing on this plane, and oftentimes that helps me relax altogether because they are learning and going through a lot of the same emotions that I am, and maybe they need a little act of love to bring them to the peace and awareness that we had practiced in the first step. Showing love can be as simple as smiling at a stranger, telling someone that you really love an article of clothing on them, or an accessory that they chose to wear that day. Something else I also think about is that an act of kindness or love that is showed to that human could potentially be the first kind action that was given to them that day, which can change their whole entire day around by just one simple act of love or kindness. The reason we're here on this episode is because we want to bring Plur into our everyday experience. We may not be at a rave, sharing trinkets and wearing our favorite types of outfits and dancing to music that brings us happiness, but one thing that does bring us together is the fact that we all are humans living the same experience at the same time, and that itself is magical. While our experiences may not be the same, we are all still living this human experience. And when we're wanting this new reality, we're going to have to push out of the bounds of reality that we already inhabited for so long and change it. For humans, change can be so scary, feeling like we are alone and doing this by ourselves. But the truth is, so many are probably feeling the exact same way as you. This brings me to the next letter, U for unity. Unity is so beautiful because it reminds us that we have the power to link up with other humans and create a sacred space of love. Sometimes I can find myself wanting to isolate and recluse into the safe space of my art room or the comfort of my own home. But once I have taken the time to formulate that peace within, express love to others, I find myself in a place of wanting to collaborate with other humans. To play outside in the world, to go and enjoy the presence of other humans, uniting on commonalities and also learning from others and growing with them. Unity is so beautiful, and sometimes you can find unity in the most unlikely of places. I've noticed that once I instill peace and love, creating unity in an environment like work or 9-to-5 comes a lot easier because I am unwavered by the actions of other humans due to grounding myself beforehand in the beginning with peace and with love. Allowing the vibration of unity and collaboration to filter in is a lot easier once you are grounded and at a place of peace and calmness. Now, on the other hand, if you're finding it difficult to find unity with others in an environment, we can find unity within ourselves, our higher selves, and implement the last letter, R, for respect. But there are two R's, and we'll get to that very shortly. I can respect other humans and not allow my peace or love to be wavered due to the unity I have within myself and my future self. Sometimes respecting the existing energies that are present and observing them without absorbing them can be so powerful. And one thing about me is observe, don't absorb is one of my key mottos because it is something that is a constant lesson in my life. So I'm all the time showing and sharing the quote, observe, don't absorb. You can observe something without taking on the energy. You can observe something without letting it make you feel happy, sad, mad, negative, or positive. You can just remain neutral. Respectfully removing yourself from situations that don't serve you, conversations that don't enlighten or excite you, is respecting others and, most important, respecting yourself. Respect can have so many levels and can be applied to so many dimensions within this matrix. And when you respect yourself to not allow others to have control over your emotions, it repeats the cycle of keeping the peace or bringing the peace, which is a good cycle that we want to implement. The last and final letter that I want to wrap up with is responsibility. Responsibility has a plethora of different meanings. For me, it is doing everything that we already talked about and being responsible for myself and my mindset. Being responsible for the things that I say and the way that I show up in the world can directly affect the people around me and the experience that I'm creating. This goes for every single day. Being responsible for how I act and hold myself can have a direct reflection on how other humans in my experience that I interact with and how they interact with me. I'm responsible for the things that I think and the things that I say. I'm responsible for the way that I show up in this world, and I'm responsible for the things that I do. It is true that we cannot please everybody, and even when you are governing all these things in your life, there's a potential that somebody can take it wrong and respond negatively. But I am responsible for how I react to the situation. There is always the potential to de-escalate a situation. There is always a way to keep the peace, or at least keep the peace within yourself, and it is a personal responsibility to implement that. Because responsibility is the last one that brings the full circle to blur. Responsible for your peace, responsible for your love, and the love that you give. You're responsible for being the part in unity that can make two into one. You are responsible for showing respect. Responsible. Just know that this is a practice, and it's okay to fall off and make mistakes whenever you're learning to shift this into your practice. But know that blur does not have to end when the lasers turn off and the venue lights turn on and when the sun rises for the next day. You can have blur in every experience that you have in this lifetime. It's just up to you on how you're going to facilitate it and allow this to flow into your experience, and how you're also going to create this experience for yourself and others. Thank you for listening. I know there is so much more that goes into being responsible, like your education on being able to save a life, being responsible for any curricular activities that you may partake in, being responsible for yourself while you're at these events. But for me, these are some of the hot topics that I am doing to implement blur into my daily life, and not just at a rave, in all aspects of showing up with blur, being able to spread blur. But to do that, I have to have my cup full. And a lot of these practices within blur are almost direct connects to self-care, in my opinion. And I just wanted to share them with you. I definitely feel like this conversation is not over, and I feel like there is so much more that we can add to it. So if you guys have anything that you think would be a really good topic to talk on, or something that you think needs to be talked about more, definitely know that my email, my DMs, all my inboxes are open, and I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to know how you implement blur into your life. I would love to know how you show up with blur. I would like to know any points or topics that you think would have been a really good part of this podcast that I should maybe add for a part two. Because I know that there is so much more that can go into this conversation, but I just wanted to start the conversation, and I would love to continue it with you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. I'm sending you guys so much love and gratitude, and I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. Bye, butterflies.